What term would you use for a room where you entertain only guests, or a room that you use to room?
The living room. That's all we
have. Yeah, I know.
Here, yeah.
It serves a lot of functions.
Yeah, that's right.
How was your house heated that morning?
Oh, we were talking about this the other day. We had two of them, one in the bathroom and one in the living room, and they were gas heated. They had the old, you had a gas outlet in your house,
mm-hmm.
and it had, my brain is bad. Anyway, it was attached to a hose
mm-hmm.
that was covered in, you know, like a fabric of some kind, and then you
yes.
turned it on with a match, and then it had a little top, it had a kind of like a grate over the top, but you could see the flame, and it was so cold in the house, and we would laugh, because in order to get warm, we were talking about it at church the other day, actually. On Wednesday, when we work at church,
yes.
how we'd stand with our rear ends next to it, or over it,
mm-hmm.
and my grandmother used to raise her skirt and get her rear end warm.
Yes.
And you know, it's a miracle the houses didn't burn down, because we kept the heat on in the bathroom almost all the time, as low as it would go, because it was so cold in that house. There was, I mean, we didn't have forced air.
No. Just unattended. It was
unattended,
just on.
That's right, it was on. And I don't know why the house never burned down. Yeah.
So no air conditioning, no central heat.
Hot this summer. We just opened the doors. It's terrible. It was hot. Anyway, that's the way it was.
Okay. So, did you have a fireplace?
No.
In spite of that, a few fireplace terms. What do people call the thing that the smoke goes away?
The chimney.
And the bare place in front of the fireplace that is on the
table? Yes. I can see it now at your house, and it's called the... Don't ask me.
Often you can sit on it. That's just a flat, low... But
yeah.
Sometimes built up.
I know. And I can. I know I'm getting old. I have too many words. I don't know. Because the grate is what you put in.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you call it a hearth?
Oh, yeah, the hearth. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Put the words in my mouth because I can't think of them.
Yeah, hearth. Okay. And the place above where you set...
That's the mantle. Now, we had a mantle in the house. The house was built with a mantle, but no fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it had with the mantle, and it had cupboards on both sides. And then I don't know what was in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the dining area, completely across the dining area, the man had built cupboards. So you put your dishes on one side if you wanted, and then your linens on the other, and there were drawers. It probably was before its time, I don't know, but that's what was built. That was the linen closet in the house. It was in the dining room.
How handy, and
yeah.
all that storage.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, there isn't a lot you added. It seems like houses began without very much,
mm-hmm.
then got plenty of storage, and then came back to this
yeah.
very
yeah.
small, pared down.
That's right.
Okay. What is your word for the little pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Inside of the fireplace, metal things you set.
That's the grate, yeah.
How about a big piece of wood that you put in a fireplace that might burn all?
You mean the log?
Can you recall any storage spaces in the house aside from the kitchen?
I just told you.
In other rooms, I mean, halls.
Actually, there was no hall. The house that my parents had was a bedroom, a bathroom in between with two doors, and then the second bedroom, so that there was two doors in the bathroom.